Republicans who control the House of Representatives called the vote for the budget at 2 a.m. Thursday, the day lawmakers left Washington for spring break. Democrats like Western Wisconsin U.S. Representative Ron Kind say they know why.
Because they were trying to hide a lot of important information that's going to have a direct impact on people's lives, especially working families and those who are most vulnerable in our society.
Kind joins fellow Democrats, U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin and Governor Jim Doyle, in pointing out the budget adds $5 trillion to the national debt over the next 10 years. They say it would cut funds for public school reform, veterans benefits, and money for prescription drugs under Medicare. While at the same time, they say it would cut taxes mainly to benefit the wealthy. Representative Baldwin says it's not what people want.
When I've talked to unemployed workers, they certainly haven't asked me to accelerate tax cuts. They've asked how Congress plans to help put America and Wisconsin back to work.
The budget bill is yet to be signed by the president. No Republican U.S. representatives from Wisconsin or their spokespeople were able to provide us with comment for this story. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.